This is the letter we received 2 weeks ago, and we've been building up to reading out on the air. It is about our old friend and nemesis, John Hartson.
Who we adore.
See, a second letter here. This is a different letter from Jamie Wharton. I'm just going to tear the top bit off. Sorry, Jamie, the rest of the story is very good, but it's going to be very, very good to get on air, hasn't it? It describes to the listeners what Jamie has put at the top of his letter.
It's very good. He's put
marvellous. He's something of a draftsman, because he's done little cartoon characters, as cartoon characters when they're running have their legs whizzing around in little circles, and he's got a circle. He's got me, Dan, being chased by a very, very angry John Hartson in a West Ham kit saying, must destroy the two Dans, and we're very alarmed running away. Very good drawing.
Very good picture of both of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think that moment is about to, that is more of a premonition than a mere drawing.
All right.
Where are we vis-a-vis the watershed? We're past 604 watershed, are we?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with this whole letter. I'm just going to read it out as Gwilym Bwr.
Kelly reading this letter, by the way.
John, yeah. this is from Gwilym Bwr, yeah. Who says, not only were the witnesses, but the witnesses are known to us. And he mentions Dylan Llewellyn Jones, who's always sending these very good lists of pies and things.
All right.
Here we go. I haven't managed to get through on the phones a couple of times, but I got the impression that you people do not believe my story. Okay.
Here we go.
It's footballs your breasts. I have seen John Hartson in a black bra and heard him ask, who wants to suck my lovely titties?
Oh, no!
Yes, I'm sorry.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes, yes.
I'm...
Yes, you asked for it. You sit there and shut up now.
What's everyone looking at me for?
Shut up.
Just
shut up.
My name gets read. He doesn't even exist on the show and all the press fans. I get the flack. He says things about titties.
Shut up.
Go on.
In May 1994, we were in Tallinn to watch Wales play Estonia in a friendly, which we won 2-1.
Go on.
We were part of a total Welsh support of 10.
Yeah.
Is that a record for a home international team? And had a fine time, including playing in the empty stadium before the day of the match and taking shots at the Estonian goalkeeper during the pre-match warm-up.
Fantastic.
After the match, we tugboated it up around town and ended up in the team's hotel bar where we drank some more. At some point, a very drunken John Hartson, Ryan Jones, Sheffield Wednesday, career over due to injury, and Adrian Williams, career over just playing for Wolves, came into the bar. The story that they told us was they had been tugboating. It just occurred to me, there's a sub-note here,
yeah.
It just occurred to me that it was a sports bra, and taking the bra was a souvenir of their first trip as a part of a senior Welsh squad.
Okay, yeah, they've
been to a cat house.
They've been to a bar,
To be honest, we were as drunk as the players, and there is not much to add apart from the fact that John Hartson called a very senior member of the football establishment a homosexual. Hartson seemed quite at home.
Oh, it's 6:06,
yeah.
Everyone. It's litter time now.
It was 6:07, go on.
Why does his name keep coming out?
It can't be true. He has too many alibis.
Yes, he does. I'm sorry, yeah.
Hartson seemed quite at home wearing a bra and with his breast and was quite happy to invite people to suck on them.
Oh, no, that's he's going to have to look at it first. Honestly, seriously, we've got a producer said he's going to have to look at it first.
Listen to this. No, and the story goes, it doesn't get any worse. You've been to the top of the roller coaster, now you've been down to the other side. To be honest, until your observations about Hartson's bra in the bar, Hartson's bra in the bar incident has never struck me as being much significant.
It never thought of selling this.
However, we will be going to Malta and Tunisia in June to watch Wales in some more friendlies, and no doubt we will come across the players again.
Mm.
Although Hartson's bra is not that exciting a sight, to be honest.
I will keep you informed
on whether it goes topless or sports bikini.
Well, there you go. And it's from?
That's from Gwilym Bwr.